2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome on in. It's KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback to my right, as usual, right here on the program here with you, but not as usual, but something we have done now a couple of times, so we're glad to be here at the Tim Daly Infinity in Murray. Easy enough to find, just right here, 45th, just south of 45th South, right here on State Street. You can find the Infinity insignia and then come right in. Oh, you can find the, crazy lights on top of the KSL radio van. We'll just leave it at that. Don't make too long of eye contact with those lights, Scott.
Crazy lights, yeah.
They're crazy lights.
Well, don't look into the light because you'll never come back.
Do not look into the light. We're going to start off the show here, though, as we always do at 7:05 with The Cut right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Let's do it.
The Cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
We are here.
All I can say is, can I just talk about lights for just a minute?
Oh, boy.
Speaking of, I hope there's a light at the end of this tunnel.
Scott is so dramatic.
What do you mean I'm dramatic? I'm real. I'm a realist.
Let's unpack the preseason of the Utah Jazz just real quick.
Unpack it.
You want to call it 1-4, Scott, or do you want to be like ESPN and not even consider the Australian Adelaide 36ers as a preseason?
I think it has to be 0-4 because there were so many people that were 0-4 the preseason, ooh, namely Bojan.
Scott is so mad about Bojan Bogdanovic. But we're going to get some help on this one. One of our favorite people to come on the program, his name's Cleon Wall. Or Bennett. It's Cleon, though, right? Somebody told me Cleon. So Cleon is going to be on the horn here with us. And he and Ben Anderson on KSLSports.com cover the Utah Jazz. And also, Cleon, you can hear doing Jazz Notes. If you were driving during afternoon drive, you can hear Cleon, and in the mornings as well, talking about the Utah Jazz. Cleon, can you please give Scott, our pal here, a little bit of a look into how the preseason in NBA basketball doesn't matter?
Yeah, that's at least what they tell us. I mean, that's what we hear all the time, that preseason doesn't matter. It's okay. This is what gets us geared up for the season. This is what, we're going through the motions to get ready for the season. I think right now the guys, meaning the members of the Jazz, you could tell they were kind of miffed. Well, not. I think they're mad, but they're not mad at us. They're mad at themselves that they have put themselves in a position where they're not playing that well on defense right now. And so they're kind of tired of talking about why they're not playing good defensively right now.
Yeah, that's kind of supposed to be their thing, though, Cleon. That's supposed to be their thing, man.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And that's why they're a little perturbed with themselves that they're in this position. But then they tell us, and I think rightfully so, they tell us, listen, we've got new guys that are getting used to this new system. We're trying to get them acclimated. And we're trying to kind of build up so that we can be really good. Donovan Mitchell pointed out last night, hey, listen, we started slow the first 2 years I was here, the regular season, we started slow, and then we picked it up. He said, I feel more comfortable now, even though we went 0-4 in the preseason. He said, I feel more comfortable now because all of us are on the same page. We know what we need to do. We know the goal we need to accomplish. Let's just go out there and do it now. And so if you're talking to these guys right now, they're not too concerned. Me, myself, I'm not sure I'm really too concerned yet. I think if you make it like 15 games into the season and they're not playing well on defense, then I think you have some concern for this team. But I'd say right now, just simmer it down a little bit.
Okay,
we'll kind
Cleon.
Of go from
there. Got it. Cleon, listen.
Cleon, sorry. Scott's so angry about these Utah Jazz.
Well, I'm hearing everyone's so not concerned. And I'm hearing Donovan Mitchell is like, you know, this is how we started the last two years. Hello, I don't want to start that way. I don't want to start out slow. I don't want everyone to figure it out. Here's the deal. I don't want any excuses. Okay? I don't want excuses. Everyone talks about the West is wide open. And it's like, why are all these other teams playing? What, Kawhi Leonard, do they get a pass too? Because they have all these new players they're trying to figure out. I mean, most of these teams have new players, and they don't seem to have the same issue with the Utah Jazz. I want to be optimistic, but I don't want to go through. I want improvement. I really do, and I think this team made moves to have improvement. So this makes me nervous.
Now,
I have heard one thing.
What?
That Boyan, actually, this is the first year that he hasn't played in an organized team in Croatia because they didn't qualify for the FIBA World Cup. And so he hasn't been playing organized basketball, and so he's a little rusty. I'm just hoping that that's a positive thing. Help me out, Cleon.
Well, and that's what he told us yesterday before the game. He said, "Yeah, I'm still trying to knock off the rust." But as you were watching the game last night, and as I was watching the game, first couple of shots he missed, I wasn't really too concerned about that. But then it almost seemed like, and I know, for Scott, you've probably gone through this as a quarterback. Let's see, I'm not on. Well, let me try and adjust this. Let me try and adjust that. Let me see what it almost seemed like he was trying to adjust things on the fly and maybe force it a little bit too much. But in the locker room afterwards, he was smiling. He seemed to everything. I'm sure he's not happy with the way he's playing right now. But again, it's almost like these guys are just saying, don't worry, we've got a long season ahead of us. Unlike football, where you only have 16 games, they're like, we've got 82 games. I know they don't want to start out slow, but I think they kind of want to build to being that type of a team that is going to be hard to handle later on in the season. And if that means having to work through some kinks, you know, that first quarter of the season, I think they kind of understand that. Quinn Snyder even mentioned the other day, he says, last year, he said, we were kind of middle or lower middle of the pack when it came to defense last year, the first 18 to 20 games of the season. And then, as you probably know, at the end of the season, the last 15 games of the season, they were the number one team when it came to defensive efficiency. So I think that they don't like the position they are in. They'd like to be caught up with defense.
Yeah.
But I also think that these guys are just kind of, you know, they're just like, just it's okay. We're just going to work together. Everything.
Well, speaking of the working together part, too, Cleon Wall joins us. You can hear him on Jazz Notes, also the Jazz Notes podcast.
Jazz and Sour Notes right now.
Boy, Scott is always good for a good
they're
pun.
Off tune or something.
So, Mitchell, settle down with all that, all those jokes. But here's what I wanted to say.
You've got to prove it to me.
One thing that came up, I watched Kendrick Perkins on ESPN talking about how the Jazz are his dark horse for an NBA championship. And somebody brought this up, though. Well, they're not playing real in unit. He rolled his eyes and he's like, look, this is the way it is for a lot of teams in the preseason. Who cares? He's just talking about how the potential is there. And one of the first things he brings up is coaching. And then he did say Quinn Snyder has a complicated playbook, and that's part of the deal too. Bringing a whole group together with a complicated playbook is tough.
Yeah, and I would agree on that one. In fact, and Donovan kind of played off that too. Not only did he talk about starting out slow, but someone brought up, well, you know, what are the differences last year to this year? Because last year in the preseason, the Jazz went undefeated. And
oh, wow.
They started out slow in the regular season. So he was basically saying, I'd rather be 1-4 where we are right now in the preseason, but be on the same page with everyone. And he feels like they're really close. When
right.
it comes to defense right now, these guys are just, they all say, we just need to extend more effort. And we've heard that a lot. You know, when you talk to players, they're just like, you know, defense is an effort-based thing, and we just need to, you know, do a little bit better with effort. But they're also, Jeff Green also admitted the other day, he said, I've got to rely on Rudy a lot more than I have in the past because, you know, he is the big eraser on this team, and there's times when I don't allow him to go. I don't allow my guy to go to him. I'd much rather foul a guy instead if I'm out of position.
All right. Well,
so are you saying that tanking is kind of the key
to
the preseason? No. You tank in the preseason so you actually have a good season.
There's no such thing as tanking in the preseason because no one cares about the preseason, Scott, except for you.
I care. I care a lot. Is there a language challenge? I mean, when you talk about the communication, because you got a lot of players from a lot of different parts of the world. I know they speak English, but, you know. I don't speak English that well, so I could get confused.
I don't think there's a language problem. I think everyone gets what they need to do. They're kind of having to come around. I don't know, Scott, and you probably know better than me. I mean, did you ever go into a system, into a season, whether it was with the Lions or the Dolphins or any one of the teams, and it was kind of like by the time you reached the regular season, you were still kind of trying to find your way? That's what this kind of reminds me of, is that some of these new guys, they're just trying to find their way, and some of the older guys are just trying to get used to the newer guys being along for the ride.
See, I'm going to say no, Cleon, because in the NFL, you get run over if you're trying to find your way. every game matters so much, and you don't have the luxury of all those games. So you have to be finely tuned and ready to go, you know, day one in the NFL.
Speaking of day one, game number one against the Oklahoma City Thunder next week. Less than a week away now, Clee. I mean, this is pretty fun for us to be able to get into the Jazz season and finally get Scott thinking about the real regular season, the real games that actually matter. Cleon Wall joining us right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Thanks, Cleon.
All right. Take care, you guys.
All right, going to take our first break here. Before we get out, though, I'm going to mention where we are. Tim Daly Infinity right here in Murray, just 4594 South State Street here in Murray. Easy enough to find. Just go over to 45th South, and then, boom, we're just south of that of 45th South here on State Street. Brand-new QX80s, $6,000 off. Did you hear that? QX80s, brand-new one, right in front of us.
0% financing.
Oh, my goodness, 0% financing. That's almost $20,000 in total savings, too.
Insane.
So come down. You can lease a brand-new 2019 Q50 all-wheel drive, only $379 a month. This is the home of the new forever warranty. You buy a car here, you get it serviced here like you're supposed to, and you're going to have that car warrantied for life. You don't want to miss it.
On all new and all qualified used vehicles from 2013 and newer with under 75,000 miles.
So come down to the Tim Daly Infinity right here. We're here all evening. We got the KSL swag. We got some candy over here. Olivia will give you a chapstick. That's how dedicated we are right here to be able to.
You won't find that anywhere else.
You won't find that anywhere, Scott.
You do not get that
0% financing also on the chapstick. So come down, hang out with us here at the Tim Daly Infinity in Murray.
That's a good deal.
45th South and State Street. You can find that Infinity insignia there. And watch for the flashing vans of KSL News Radio. Taking the break here. More to go when we come back. Talking BYU football. How do they get it together against Boise State for this Saturday? Stay with us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.